Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Somber yet joyous. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Sometimes children feel the weight of their sin immediately. Sometimes children do not even need correction or redirection from the teacher. They will spill their guts and repent before the teacher can even get across the classroom to assist. It is a blessing that we can also teach forgiveness to the children, using the example of what Jesus has done for all of us. As we look this week at Ash Wednesday and Jesus' journey to the cross, we often think of a solemn and somber scene. The weight of our sin was laid on Jesus. He suffered for us. He was punished for our sins so that we would not need to be punished. He suffered that we might have life eternally with him. Yes, that can be very heavy, but it also stirs up joy in us. He took our dirty clothes spotted with sin. He wrapped us in his robe of righteousness. What a gift! What joy! A wonderful message of joy that we have the privilege to share with the children. What a great message to share with those little lambs which he has entrusted to us. As we prepare our hearts and minds, as we study the path Jesus takes to the cross for us, we can also remember that the promises of Easter morning are right around the corner. Jesus did that for us. He took on all our sins that we might become the righteousness of God. We feel joy through that forgiveness, a weight lifted from us. Remember that child who feels the weight of their sin. You also can witness the power of forgiveness as one child offers an "I forgive you" to their friend. Let us find joy and confidence in the righteousness that was won for us by Jesus. We pray. Dear Lord, give me joy and confidence as I teach your little lambs. Help me use my daily interactions with both the children and their families to share your message of love and forgiveness. In your name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. How can I help my children better understand the gift of forgiveness? Are there strategies I can implement in my classroom or school? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.